Talmud Bekershel Zov. He used to let this korban, this little sheep, drink from water from a golden cup. And the reason is why we have, because if they let it drink right before Shechita, so then later after Shechita, it's easy to take off the skin. So they used to let it drink with a golden cup. We have before in the Gemara to Machlekes, Roman Yom said there's a Guzmasoni exaggeration. They didn't let the animal drink from a golden cup. And the other Man Yom says, no, Ein Anis, the Mokem Ashiris, in the Beis Midrash, everything was done, the Ashiris. Then it says, Afal Pi Shumavukim Berif, even though they already checked out this korban from a Berif yesterday, really loved off yesterday, means even 4 days ago, that they used to check out the korban 4 days in advance, but still Mavakra Nois Lior Havukais, right now in the morning, right before they shecht it, they used to check it out a second time to make sure there's no mum, because maybe a mum came in between. So even though it was checked out 4 days ago, they would recheck it right before the Shechita. Now Mishnah, Misha Zocha Batomid, the kohen that was zocha with the tomid, Pashto means with the Shechita, so the korban atomid, Moishchai, he would like drag, pull the korban atomid, he would pull this tleh, V'olach L'Beis HaMetvichayim, he would take it to the place where they make the Shechita, the Beis HaMetvichayim, a special mokum where they made the Shechita, so korbanos. O Misha Zocha B'Yavorim, the other kohen that was zocha to carry up the pieces, afterwards, Holchem Achav, they followed him, to help him hold down the animal, B'Shah Shechita. Now, Beis HaMetvichayim, this place that used to make the Shechita, Hoyu L'Tzvoy Nishem Mizbeach, was on the north side of the Mizbeach, because we know this Ordnance HaTomid is a Korban Eilom, it's a Kodesh Kedoshim, that the Shechita has to be done, B'Tzofer, on the north side of the Mizbeach. Shahil L'Tzvoy Nishem Mizbeach, on the north side of the Mizbeach. V'Olov, on over there, Shemoina Mudim Nanosim, there were eight small poles, eight small pillars like standing, made out of a stone. Or Revian Chil Erez Agabayim. There's a square piece of wood, of Erez, of cedar wood, on top of these stones. Some are cemented down to it. Vium Koloyas Shambazo, there were metal hooks, Hoikfuyim, on the square piece of wood, there was metal hooks onto it. And on these hooks, they used to hang up the car after the Shechita, they would hang it up, like when they skin it, or to work on the animal, to cut it open, they would hang it up on these hooks. O Shloisha Storm Hoyu. They had like three rows of three hooks. Each piece of wood, each square wood, had three rows of nails, of hooks. Because one sheet of holes, it went 1, 2, 3, and one says it went across. The echot shebehem kuvim behem. Yishlosh tam hiyu lechol echot biyachad yeh. Shebehem toilun. On that they would hang the korban after they shechted it. Umar sheet, and they would also try and skin it then. Al shulchon shel shai shebein hamudim. Used to bring their tables made out of marble that were in between these amud, in between these pillows of stones. There used to be two tables there. That even though the animal was hanging, but it was hanging down, so they didn't want the bottom of it to touch the floor, so they used to have a table right next to it. And they would fillet it, or they would take off the skin and have it hanging, or have it resting on the table also. It was like hanging and resting at the same time. The Mishnah Vav, Misha Zocha B'dishim Mizbech HaPnimi, the kohen that was zeicha to clean out the mizbeach apnimi, the hamenorah, and the one that cleaned out the menorah, two different kohenim, hoyu makdimim, they went first, because they did their avodah before the shechita, the korban atamim, just before. They really did their avodah before the shechita. Now the arab kelim biyodim, they had four kelim in their hands. What did they have? They had hateni viakuz, hateni, that's a big basket, viakuz, that's like a smaller one, like a pitcher, ushnei maftachos. And they had two keys in their hands. So these two kohanim had to go into the heichal. So that's what they were holding, these four things. Now hateni, this big basket, doimel atarkav golu shazov, like a big golden tarkav, a big golden basket. Machzeh kabayim v'chetzi, could hold 2.5 calves. The yakuz, this pitcher, was a little smaller, doimel akitin golu shazov, like a big pitcher, golden pitcher. Ushnei maftachos, they had two keys with them. Echad Yored Liyamas Hashechi, one key used to open up, is called the Yamas Hashechi. So some learn that means that this lock was on the outside, and the way they opened it up was they used to have to stick their hand into the door like, so the hand went through the hole and mamash up until the armpit. So that's why it's called Liyamas Hashechi. Hashechi means like by your armpit, by your elbow, so by your on top, by your shoulders. So you have to stick the whole hand through the door to open it up. That was like one. And B'yachot Taseh Kevan, one opened up very easy. That was on the outside a lock. So the outside lock was easy to open up. That's called like Kevan right there, right in front of them. So kids said, how to open up these two locks to get inside into the Heichel. Now, Mishnah Zayin, what they did was, Boler Lepishpash Atzvani. They went to a smaller gate. There was a big shower, a big gate going into the Heichel, but they had to open that from the inside. So they had to get inside first. So they used a Pishpash, a side door on the side. So Boler, these two Kanim came in now, Lepishpash Atzvani, to the north small door, going into the Heichel like, Oshnei Pishpashim Hayla Lashahagotu. Really on the side of the big shower, the big gate, there were two small entrances, two small doors. Echad b'tzofim, one was on the north side. That's the one these two are going in with. The Echad b'dorim, one was on the south side. Now, Shebedorim, the small door on the south side, the nichnas b'yodam elam, no person ever went inside it. The Yolavu Mepharash, that's what the Novi says in Yecheskel, the Yolavu Mepharash Adei Yecheskel, that the Apostle says in Yecheskel, V'yom Relei Hashem, Ashar Azeh, this gate, Sogu Yilah, should always be closed. Lo yipasech, should not open it up. Yish lo yavu boy, no person to go into it. Ki Hashem lo kei yisrael, bo lo boy, bo yisrael, only Hashem goes inside it. So Kitzah, there were two small entrances on the two sides of this big gate going into the Heichel. One on the Netzofen, on the right, one on the left. So these two Kahanim went in on the right side, on the north side. Not less of Teich, they took the key with them. Lo pasech es ha-pishmash, that they opened up the small entrance. Anichnas latov, they went inside into a small compartment there called the Tov. O min ha-tov al-heichel, from the Tov they made a left turn and they went into the Heichel. So they got into the Heichel through the side. Achu megiyah l'shar ha-gol, now when they went inside the Heichel, they now went to the front, to the big gate there. And they went to open up the big gate into the Heichel. The Heichel is like all the way up front, that's all the way up Marav side, that inside the Heichel is the Ulam and the Kodesh, is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So they went to open up the Heichel, they went inside, they opened up the big Shar HaGodol. Hegiel HaShar HaGodol, when they got to this big gate inside, heavier as HaNeger, they took the big bolts, the big like metal pieces that were closing it like, they took that off first. V'yes HaPoyskel, they took off the locks. Upsochei, and then they opened up the big gate. The Lehoye Sheichet HaSheichet, the Sheichet would not shech the Korban HaTomid, Atishemei HaKol Shar HaGodol Shniftach, until he would hear the noise of this big gate opening up. And it made a lot of noise to open up this gate, made a lot of noise. And the Mishnah now says, Mishnah Ches, and says now, Meyerichoy, from Yerichoy, that was far away from Yerushalayim, that was like 25 kilometers, it was away from Yerushalayim, Yericho, from Yerichoy, Ho Yishayim, and people then Yericho were able to hear, Kol Shar HaGodol Shniftach. When these two Kahanim opened up that big gate of the Heichel, it made so much noise that the noise reached all the way down to Yerichoy. Now also a few other things happened was that Yericho from Yericho Yishonim Kolam Agrefam. When you used to use the curl of the shovel, when you used to clean out the Magrefa has to clean Nigun, that's a type of instrument that used to play music with it. And it made a lot of different noises, so the more an erichum he had. And it's called the Magrefa because it looked a little bit like a shovel. So from Yericho they're able to hear the noise that came out of the Magrefa. Also Yericho Yishonim Korlates. She'osa ben Kotin Muchni Lakir. We had before, Ben Kotin made a special wheel to lower down the kir into the mikveh overnight. So when you used to lower it down with this wheel, it made a lot of noise. So that noise was heard all the way down to Yerichoy. Mi'richo he'yishoymim kol givini koris. Givini koris, that's Bezeka. The Mamuni used to wake up in the morning, the Kahanim. She used to give a loud scream, like, wake up, to avodas Hashem. So that voice, there's such a loud voice, he can hear it all the way down to Yerichoy. Mi'richo he'yishrem kol ha'chlil. That they used to play the chlil, the flute. Also we had the Gemara in Erechim used to play the flute in front of the Mizbeach 12 times a year. So that voice was also heard all the way down to Yerichoy. Mi'richo he'yishrem kol ha'tzulzol. They used to play the tzulzol, the cymbals. The Levim used to play it. So it was also heard all the way down to Yerichoy. Mi'richo he'yishrem kol ha'shir. B'chlav, when the Levim used to sing the shir by the Korban HaTomid, by the Shas Nisach of the Yayin, so you were able to hear that voice all the way down to Yerichoy. Yerichoy Yishem and Kol HaShofar. They used to also blow the Shofar in the Beis HaMikdash 21 times a day, so also that curl was heard all the way down to Yerichoy, like 50 miles away. V'yei Shem, some say, af koilu shel kohen gadol. They used to hear the koil of the kohen gadol b'shoah shu maskus Hashem b'yom kippurim. When he used to mention the Shem HaGod, the Shem HaMepharish on Yom Kippur, he used to hear it all the way down in Yerichoy. That's how loud the voice was. Also, Miyerichoy hoyim arichim reich pitam akteris. When he used to burn the akteris, so the smell came out of it, went so far, went all the way down to Yerichoy. Even in Yerichoy, they were able to smell the smell of the pitam, the burning of the akteris. And Omer Reb Lezer ben Diglai, that Izim hoyilu beis Abba, my father had some goats, Bahar Michvor, a very far away place from Yerushalayim, and Voyim Misatshos, his goats used to sneeze Merech Pitamakteris, from the smell of the Pitamakteris, it used to make them sneeze also, that the Reach, the smell, used to go so far. Del Mishatest, it says, Mi Shezocho Bedish Mizbech HaPnimi, the coin that was Zocho, to clean out the inside Mizbech, and this was done Namash after they finished the Marochas, now they went to clean out the inside Mizbech. So how did he do it? Nichnas, he went inside the Heichel, he went inside the Mizbech, to the inside, for Notal HaTeni. He took with him a little basket called a Teni. V'nichel afarnav, he put it down in front of him. V'yichoyfen, he would like take handfuls of the ashes off the Mizbech HaPnim, and V'nosnul Teichel, put the ashes from his hands into this basket. U'vachroina, after he got finished taking all that he could with his hands, there was time a little bit of ashes still left on it, so that kibbutz a shalos soichai, that he used a little brush to brush the ashes into his basket. Vinichai, and he would leave the basket there. He did not take the teni, the basket with him out of the heichel, but he left it there for another coin to take it out later. Vyotz, and this coin went out from the heichel. Now, Misha zoch b'dishin ha-menorah, the next coin that was zoicha to clean out the menorah, he came into the heichel now, nichnas, omotza shnei neiros mizrachos dokim. Usually what happened was when he went in there, five of them were out already, but the last two, for some reason, were still burning. He used to find the two nearest lit. So what he did was, Madash Nesashar, he would clean out the other five. He would clean them out and put new wicks and get them all ready. He let these two still burn. He didn't take care of them now. He first took care of the Chamisha Neiris. What's going to be Motzo Shekov? Let's say he came and he found that these Neiris, these two also went out already. Motzo Shekov, when he went and he found these two went out. So Madashton, not only would he clean out the other five, but he'd also already clean out these two also. But they say not the same way he did the other five. The other five, he mamish cleaned up and made them fit to use. Like he put new wicks inside there, new shemen. Some say here, these two, he just cleaned it out a little bit, but still lit it right away to let it still stay lit. And he would light it as a menadlokim, a neiros shadayin dokim. If you have other neiros lit, he would light these two. Now, these two neiros still lit even the whole day. The other neiros, the mitzvah was to light it at night. The kohen used to light it at night and stood lit the whole night. He didn't have to have it lit the whole day. Just these two, they stood lit. So madlikim esadokim, he would light the other two. The Yachakach, after that, Medashin is Hashar. Then he would clean out the rest of them, the other five that were left over, he would clean them out completely and get them all set to be used at night. Now, the Evan Hoislof Neam Menorah, there was a little stone there in front of the Menorah, Ubor Sholoshmat, that had three steps going up to the Menorah. Sholeh HaKoin Oimeit, the Koin used to go up these three steps and stand on top of it. Omeitim as a Menorah used to fix out, I mean, clean the Menorah, and put new wicks inside, new oil, and so he got finished taking care of these five ikka, the five neiros now. So, and he put the ashes into a small kuz, into a jug. So now v'nichlas the kuz, he would take this kuz, this small pitcher like al mailishni, he would leave it on the second step, v'yotza go out. So both kanam that took care of the mizbech ha-panim and the menorah did not take out with them their pitcher or their basket, but rather left it inside. And we'll soon see later a kohen came to take it out. So that's what happened so far. Yeah, it's the end of Perek Shlishi. Now next Perek here, Perek Yavi starts, that the Mishnah says, Lo yehoyu kreitzu nesatleh. They did not like, when it came to make the shchita on the canvas, the Korban HaTomid, they didn't tie it down. They didn't tie it down as 4 feet together, or else not even 2 feet together. Lo yehoyu kreitzu nesatleh. And lo ma'akten oisai. But rather, there would be makdin oisai, means they would tie it up like this. Makdin means they would tie the regal kedomis, regal achronis, the zuluzu. They would tie one front leg with one back leg. That's the way they did it. That's called machtanoisim. It's a yad regal, like was done by Kedis Yitzchak ben Avram. In fact, they did it this way to remember the Kedis Yitzchak. So they didn't tie it down the two front and the two back, but one front and one back leg they tied together. Yeah. Now, Misha Zocha Bevorim, the current that was Zocha to carry up the pieces, Oichas and Boy, they would hold down the Tler B'Shashchita, they would hold it down B'Shashchita. The Kachoysa Kedosai, how exactly did tie up this Korban Atomid? How exactly was it that Rosh HaLadorim, the head of the Korban, was facing towards the south side? Because he used to shecht it on the north side of the Azorah. So the Rosh was Munach Letzad Dorim, towards the Mizbeach, because he was on the north side. So the face was facing the south side towards the Mizbeach. And Uponav L'Marav, and its face was facing the right towards Marav. The HaShechet Oimu B'Mizrochai, the Sheikh would stand on the east side of the Korban. Uponav L'Marav, his face like was facing towards the Marav. That's the way his face was standing. Now, Shel Shachar, the Talmud, HaShachar, Hoyanishchat, HaKeren, Tzvonis Marovis. The Korban HaShachar was, they made the Shechit near to Kevin Tzvonis Marovis, Al Tabash Nia, on the second Tabas. It means near the Keren, so near, it wasn't on the Mizbeach itself, it just means nearby. Right nearby the corner of the Mizbeach of the north, Marovis, northwest side. That's where they made the Shechit. Of the Korban HaTomid Shel Shachar, Nishchat Yalkan Zomit Zomavis, Al Tabas HaShniyah, on the second hook, because really there were 24 Tabas hooks there, Kavuyim, on the floor of the Azara, on the north side of the Mizbeach. So there was a special Tabas for each Mishmur and Mishmur for the Kehanim. To get to the Shechita was done on the second Tabas. Shobain Habayim, now, that's the Talmud Shel Shachar in the morning. What's going to be Shobain Habayim? The Talmud that was done in the evening, Shobain Habayim, Hoyanishchat al Kerem Mizrach Svenis. That they made the Shechita on the east north side of the Mizbeach. And our Tabashni also was done on the second hook. Now Shochet HaShechet, the Shechet made the Shechita on the Korban HaTomid. The Kibla Mekabel, the Yotha Kerem that was there to make the Kabbalah Saddam, first made the Kabbalah Saddam. Bola al Kerem Mizrach Svenis, then he went to the Kerem Mizrach Svenis. For Noisin, he made the Zrika. He made the Zrika first of all Mizrach Svenis on the east north side of the Mizbeach. Then he went to Marovah Droimis, the south west side. V'noisen Marovah Droimis, then he put it on the south west side. And then Shiori Adam, Yeshavre Yisod Rami, leftover Adam he put on the Yisod Droimis. That's where he put the leftover of the Adam. Now again, when he made the Shechita, now it says he came to him in the Zrikas Adam, so he made one on the Mizrachis Tzvoinis. The Mizrachis Tzvoinis, that's the east north side. So he made this Rikas Adam over there, it hit like both sides of the Mizbeach. But the Adam separated and went, some went on the north side, some went on the east side, and some went on the north side. Then he went to the Marovis Drimus, and he made also one Zrika over there, which also made one Matana there, that the Adam also was Nespashit, both on the Marav on the west side, and also on the south side. So here, so the Adam reached all four corners, all four parts of the Mizbeach. And then the Shura Dam, the leftover Dam, was left over in the Kli that he didn't use for the Zrikam, that he used to spill on the side of the south side of the Mizbeach. And the Mar says in Zvachim, that's what we used to spill, the Shurayim. Alright, wait till the end of the tape and then turn over, continue on the other side.